I'm having a hell of a day. All of a sudden, I just want to disappear. I want to disappear from everyone and everywhere. And I want to know if those who I care about the most, if they'll miss me, or if, like, you know, they wouldn't even notice. But does it really matter at the end of the day? Because I just want to be loved. Oh, there's this boy, there's this new man in my life. We've been at it for about over a month now. And he's not my boyfriend, even though I want him to be. Oh, I so desperately want him to be my boyfriend. Oh, sometimes I say to him, oh, I'm going to marry you. I'm going to marry you because you are perfect for me. This information I have no way of confirming. I am just talking based on the feelings in my heart and my vagina. Oh God, I have become that man that makes false promises. Because deep down, I don't even know that I actually love, like genuinely love this man. That if shit hits the fan, I would actually have his back. But God, he makes my pussy throb. Like, I feel like in all my years, sure, I've gotten horny before, yeah? But I've never been so consistently horny for the same person as I am with him. He makes me salivate. He makes my mouth water. There's just something about him, and I don't know what that is. But just before I met him, I was in this very disillusioned phase in life where I was like, oh, love doesn't exist, at least not for me. I'm done. I give up. Let me focus and, you know, get money and just like find somewhere I can go and live a small, quiet life and just be okay and be happy. You know, fuck the idea of marriage and all of this, yeah? Because I'm a heterosexual woman. So, you know, obviously I have to date a man, but like relationships have never worked out for me. So I do not even believe that they were made for someone like me. But this man makes me want to believe. Oh God. Oh God. And not to get me wrong, he's an asshole. Oh God, he hates when I call him that. But there is no better word to describe what an asshole he is. He just acts in ways that pushes you to the brim and you're like, ugh, what the hell? What the hell is wrong with you? Oh, and then he smiles that cheeky, stupid smile, or says your name in that slight Igbo accent, deep voice of his. He sounds a lot like Yo Edoche. I don't know why I'm losing my voice right now. Maybe it's because I'm under AC 24/7 and I refused to off the AC. He's a bit of a whore, let's not lie. You know, he's one of those guys, he works out, he has a hot body, he's a fairly well put together guy. Lots of ladies, they want him. And I'm guessing, I don't know. Yeah, I'm quite disillusioned, so I don't want to be in a competition. Like one day, he was dicking me down and he asked me a question. He said, you know, there's a bunch of ladies who I'm currently consider for when I want to start dating again. Do you think that I should add you to the list? And Lord, I said yes. Lord, I said yes. Oh God, please consider me because that dick is good. That dick is fire. And to have such fire pennies as mine and mine alone, that would be so great. That would be so fantastic. That would just be so amazing. But with a man like that, I would know no peace. I would know no comfort. I would know no safety. And these are the things that I crave for the most in my life. So as he's so beautiful and I love to breathe his air and I love to look in his eyes and I love it when he pisses me off. Because, he makes me feel things. And he's very disciplined and he's helping me out and he's doing all the things a girl always wanted in a man. But I would never know peace. Because even now that it is not in serious, his phone is always blowing up with different girls, different that. I would never ever know peace. And I want to know peace. I want to fall in love, and I want to fall completely. I'm so tired of always having my guard up, always trying to be on fence, always trying to watch out. Oh God, I'm so tired. God, if that kind of love does not exist, then take all these loves away from me. If a kind of love where I can just fall in and sink and feel safe, like, oh, I crave the safety of being loved by someone. The safety of, like, where I would lose my mind because everyone knows I can go fucking batshit sometimes. The safety that this person knows that if they lost their minds, it would be a fight, and that would be the end of it. It wouldn't just be someone leaving you or abandoning you. I would never abandon them, and I just want someone who would never abandon me. Oh yeah, he has already threatened to abandon me twice because we had several issues. So, you know, I can't even like be myself with him. Is there such a thing as love? Does this love that, like, the idea of it, does it even exist? Because you feel all these good feelings and all you crave, there is this deep, intense craving for someone to just satisfy that thing, part of your soul, that just aimed to be filled with love in someone. And maybe other people have found that, but I feel like I might never. I don't know what the universe has in store for me, but it's not sounding like there is going to be love for me. So for now, I accept my situationship. I accept the hot, sexy man who rations out his week for 5 other different girls to come over to his place and whatever. I really need to just get the fuck out of the situationship, because now I'm thinking about it, 5 different girls, there's HIV in the land. I don't want HIV. I don't want to carry some other girl's crocro. You see? This is something else that I want. This doesn't exist. There are no men who have self-worth, who think that, oh, my body is sacred and I shouldn't just put my penis anywhere. Do such men even exist? I don't know. I'm not saying that he's doing that. I'm just saying that that's what it feels like he's doing, and that doesn't make any sense to me. Because I want to fall in love, okay? Oh God, I'm done. I'm done casually dating. I'm done hooking up. I'm done.